Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Have you been watching the Tepe case and going, God, this guy reminds me of somebody else? I'm kind of having difficulty putting your finger on it, or maybe you have. Maybe you're like, yeah, he reminds me of that guy. There are a lot of parallels here, it seems, if Michael McKee is the man who did this. With other cases. There's one in particular, though, that makes me really wonder. How much did he watch that case and go, ooh, I'm going to learn from this and do something different, do something better. I'm going to be smarter. In that sort of highly intelligent brain, you know, in terms of doctoral studies and such. You know, Koberger was a PhD student. This guy clearly already had one. It's a highly functioning brain in some lanes, just not in, you know, ones that matter for navigating life. Brian Koberger is the parallel I'm seeing a lot here. I mean, you tell me in the comment section there on YouTube, or on our Substack. The link is in the description, hiddenkillers.substack.com, and let's continue to have this conversation off the air as well. Who does he remind you of? Is it Koberger? Are the parallels I'm about to talk about striking you the way they're striking me? There's no right or wrong. I'm just curious. Two highly educated men, one with a doctorate in criminology, one a fellow trained vascular surgeon. Both allegedly believed they were smart enough to get away with murder. The last minute, Brian Koberger pled guilty in July of 2025 to stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in their beds, and the walls finally closed in. And his ego finally told him, yeah, no one's going to believe you like to look at the stars. Michael McKee stands charged with executing his ex-wife and her husband in their beds 6 months later. And when you line up what investigators say about how each man operated, you don't see a student learning from a teacher. You see a pattern, the same pattern. The one where intelligence becomes its own trap. Again, your thoughts in the comments on YouTube or our Substack, hiddenkillers.substack.com. It's free to join right now. There's no paywall, and you get all of our videos and reporting a day before they go out to YouTube or anywhere else. So there's some incentive there, some extras, if you will, and it's free. Let's talk about the phones first, shall we? Because this is where it gets interesting. This is where it kind of got me right away going, oh, he thought he was being cunning. Koberger turned his phone off around 2:47 a.m. the night of the Idaho murders. It came back on at 4:48 a.m., pinging towers south of Moscow as he drove back to Pullman, a two-hour gap, enough to avoid real-time tracking during the killings, but the phone's return created a map. Investigators traced his route home through those pings. They knew exactly which roads he took, which towers he hit, what time he got back to his apartment. The gap helped him during the crime. The return helped police after it. McKee allegedly did it a little differently. According to the affidavit in the Tepe case, his phone sat at St. Anthony's Hospital in Rockford, Illinois, showing no activity for 17 hours. It's a long drive. It's 325 miles one way. From December 29th until noon on December 30th, during that window, police say he drove 325 miles to Columbus, killed two people in their home while their children slept down the hall, and then drove another 325 miles back. The phone never moved. On paper, that's better operational security than Koberger managed. 17 hours of nothing, no pings, no data, no digital breadcrumbs, but here's what neither man accounted for. A phone that goes dark is its own kind of evidence, especially if there's no pattern of this happening. Investigators notice silence. They notice gaps, and when that gap lines up perfectly with a murder window and a vehicle tracked across state lines, the missing data tells its own story. You're not invisible just because your phone isn't pinging. You're suspicious, dipshit. But I can guarantee, if he did it, in the minds of these people, they're thinking, ha, got him. They can't show that I was there. They can't prove it, right? Yeah. Except that there's cameras and you have a license plate and an identifiable vehicle and you're identifiable. And you're vehicle, we don't know about this yet. We do not know about this yet with McKee. But I'm curious. I don't know what he was driving off the top of my head. But that's one of the things I'm going to be looking up shortly after we do this piece here. What was he driving? Because vehicles tend to have their own computers and their own GPSs that will tell you whatever you want them to tell you. Your phone be damned. So good job. Oh, you cunning criminal, you. You failed at that, too. Now, let's talk about what happened before the killings, because both of these cases have a surveillance phase that's almost hard to believe. Koberger's phone pinged cell towers within 100 meters of 1112 King Road 23 times in the 4 months before the murders. 23 times, all of them between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. He was circling, watching, learning the patterns of the house, the comings and goings, the layout of the neighborhood, the night of the killings. Surveillance video caught his white Hyundai Elantra making repeated passes around the block before he parked behind the house at 4:05 a.m. 13 minutes later, four people were dead and his car was speeding away. McKee allegedly did something similar, but more compressed and deliberate. According to the unsealed affidavit on December 6, 2025, video captured someone entering what court documents call the curtilage of the Tepe home. That's the legal term for the property surrounding the residence, the yard, the porch, the garage area. The person stayed for several hours. Hours. Tepe family was at the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis that day. They weren't home. And according to police, McKee knew they wouldn't be. He allegedly spent hours on a property he knew would be empty. What was he doing? Testing entry points, learning the layout, figuring out how to get in and get out. 24 days later, he allegedly came back to kill. Or was that the time he was going to? That's a question nobody's asked yet. Did he intend to do it that day? Was he surprised they weren't home? Did he know their schedule? Did he know they were going to be at a game? We don't have that answer yet. I think a lot of people are thinking it's reconnaissance. Maybe it is. And it might be. Or was he ready to strike then? Both men, if the allegations against McKee hold, understood that preparation matters. But both left digital and video footprints during that preparation. Koberger's phone logged every late-night visit to King Road. McKee's vehicle was allegedly captured on neighborhood cameras during his reconnaissance trip. The preparation that was supposed to make the crime easier became the evidence that made the investigation faster. The vehicles are where this gets almost absurd. Koberger drove his own car, a white 2015 Hyundai Elantra registered in his name. Pennsylvania plates, which meant no front plate because Pennsylvania doesn't require one. Surveillance cameras at 17 different locations tracked that car through Moscow and Pullman before and after the murders. Businesses, residences, traffic cameras, gas stations, 17 locations. 5 days after the killings, Koberger changed his registration from Pennsylvania to Washington. Too late. The car was already on video from multiple angles. This is the work of that narcissistic brain. If I do it, it is so. And it may work on manipulating some people. When it comes to facts and cameras and, you know, data, they don't care what you say is so, you egomaniacal maniac. Enjoy the taunts in prison. Changing the plates after the fact doesn't erase the footage before them. McKee allegedly tried to be smarter about this. The affidavit says his silver SUV displayed a stolen Ohio license plate at some points and an Arizona temporary tag at others, swapping plates, countermeasures, the kind of thing you might think of if you'd watched enough true crime coverage or read enough about how investigations work. But the vehicle was still connected to his past home address and his current work address in Rockford. Police tracked it arriving in Columbus before the murders and leaving shortly after. They found it parked in the hospital where he worked. Same parking lot, same job. And when they seized it on January 9th, they noticed something. Fresh scrape marks on the window where a distinctive sticker had been hastily removed. That sticker was visible in surveillance footage from before the murders. After, gone. But the scrape marks, which were looked like they were scraped off in a panic, still there. Maybe they won't notice. They won't, because I'm me and I'm great. That's the funny thing with folks like this. All they have to do is tell or suggest something to their broken brain. And their brain's a sucker. Their brain is a sucker for praise. It's a sucker for confirmation that it's smart and that it's right and that it's doing everything just oh so meticulously and oh so strategic, even when that own brain is having a conversation with itself. Doesn't take an outside source to say to that person, you're really, you got this, you're doing this. They can just say it to themselves. And they're like, okay, good enough. I got this. You're right. Yeah. The scrape marks on that sticker that need to get off. No one's going to be any way suspicious that there was a sticker there. It's just a scrape mark. Oh, somebody scraped it, you know. And to them, and to that broken brain, that's gullible as shit. Because it's just wanting to constantly believe that it's wonderful and the praise. It can't get enough of it. It doesn't second guess itself. It's all too ready to believe the myth that it's telling itself. That's how these monsters operate. The footage already existed. The sticker was already documented. Removing it didn't erase the video. It just added conciseness and consciousness of guilt to the evidence pile. Two different approaches to the same problem. Same result. The vehicles led investigators straight to them. Let's talk about cleanup, because this is where Koberger actually showed some competence. His apartment was scrubbed so thoroughly that investigators described it as Spartan. There was nothing there. His car was essentially disassembled during the forensic examination. Seats removed, subflooring pulled out, armrests taken apart. They found nothing usable. No DNA from the victims, no trace evidence, no murder weapon, just a rather disassembled vehicle, which is a weird way to describe a vehicle, as disassembled. The murder weapon, a K-bar style knife, was never recovered. He also drove back roads home after the killings to avoid highway cameras with better coverage. He knew what he was doing. But he left a knife sheath at the scene. A leather K-bar sheath with a button strap, and on that button strap was his DNA. Touch DNA that investigators matched to a sample they pulled from a trash can that had discarded items at his parents' house in Pennsylvania weeks later. The apartment was clean. The car was clean, but the crime scene had his genetic signature all over it. And here's the other thing. Koberger came back to the area of the crime scene between 9:12 and 9:21 a.m., the same morning before the bodies were even discovered. His phone pinged. He was there checking, watching, going, got to get that knife sheath. And then I'm sure his brain telling him, it'll be okay. They're not, it's just a knife sheath. There's 1,000 knife sheaths. It's no big deal. It just, get another one online. Just get another one. Then you can show you have it. Then he starts looking that up. Doesn't actually buy one. Probably then his brain said, oh shit, they're going to look at your search history. They're going to see you're looking to get another knife sheath. This plan that we had didn't work out very well. Now did it? And then he'll tell himself some other bullshit to tamper that down and continue on his way. McKee allegedly made his own cleanup errors as well. The sticker scraped off the window after the fact, the plate swap, but the vehicle still traceable to addresses in his name. And unlike Koberger, police say they recovered the murder weapon, a firearm with a silencer found in his Chicago condo. Nibin, the National Integrated Ballistics Information Network, matched that weapon to the 9mm casings recovered from the Tepe residence, allegedly. That's ballistics. That's physics. Brass experts. When it's fired, and it leaves marks unique to the weapon that it fired. You can clean a gun, but you can't change its ballistic signature. And once that match is in the system, it doesn't care how smart you think you are. Here's where McKee allegedly went further than Koberger. The indictment includes a 6-year firearm specification for using a suppressor, a silencer. That's why no neighbors heard shots between 2 and 5 a.m. That's why no one called 911 until the welfare check the next morning when Spencer Tempe didn't show up for work. The neighborhood is residential. The houses are close together, and nobody heard a thing because there was nothing to hear. The allegations are true. This isn't a crime of if the allegations are true, I should say, this isn't a crime of passion. This is equipment procurement. This is someone who understood that gunshots wake people up, that ring doorbells record audio, that neighbors call police when they hear something wrong. So he allegedly came prepared for silence, a suppressed weapon, professional grade planning, for what prosecutors describe as a deeply personal crime. Koberger used a knife, brutal, personal, quiet in its own way. The surviving roommate heard something that night, but not enough to call police until hours later. Two different methods, same principle. Control the sound, control the timeline, buy yourself hours before anyone knows something is wrong.
Here's what both cases reveal, and this is the part that makes for understanding how these things happen. Intelligence doesn't translate to criminal competence. Academic achievement creates a specific kind of arrogance, the belief that if you can master complex systems in one domain, you can master any system. The master of your domain, if you will. Koberger studied criminology. He wrote papers on crime scene processing. He literally studied at a doctoral level how crimes are investigated and solved. He had the academic knowledge. He knew theoretically what investigators look for. McKee spent more than a decade learning to cut into human bodies with precision. Medical school, surgical internship, general surgery residency, vascular surgery, fellowship, methodical, controlled, surgical. In the literal sense, a career built on preparation, precision, and operating in a high-stakes situation where mistakes mean death. Both men allegedly applied that same methodical thinking to murder, and both allegedly made the same category of mistakes. They assumed that plugging the obvious holes would be enough. The phone is off, but the car is trackable. The plates are swapped, but the vehicle is registered to addresses in your name. The apartment is clean, but you left DNA at the scene. The silencer worked, but the ballistics match. They weren't stupid. That's the thing. They were smart in ways that didn't matter, and careless in ways that did. The intelligence that got them into elite programs, that earned them advanced degrees and professional credentials, that arrogance was exactly what blinded them to the gaps in their own planning. Credit where credit is due. If the allegations against McKee hold, both men did some things right. Koberger left no usable evidence in his car or apartment. The murder weapon was never found. He drove back roads to avoid cameras. He chose victims with no obvious prior connection to him, which meant investigators had to work backwards from the crime scene rather than forwards from known associates. McKee allegedly achieved a complete phone blackout for 17 hours. The suppressed weapon meant no audio evidence, no panic 911 calls from neighbors. He targeted a home he allegedly knew intimately from a prior reconnaissance, which may explain how he got in without forced entry. He allegedly planned a reconnaissance trip when he knew the family would be gone. These aren't amateurs stumbling through a crime. These are men who thought about what could catch them and took steps to prevent it. But smarter than average isn't the same as smart enough. And the system doesn't need you to make every mistake, just enough of them. Did McKee study Koberger? That's a question people keep asking, and honestly, we don't know. The timeline is tight. Koberger's full mistakes weren't publicly detailed until his plea and sentencing in July of 2025. The details about his phone gaps, his surveillance patterns, his cleanup methods, most of that came out in court in filings and prosecutor statements during the plea process. McKee's alleged reconnaissance trip was December 6 of 25, 5 months later. Enough time to read the coverage, absorb the lessons, adapt the approach. But here's the harder truth, and I think this is actually more important than the copycat theory. Maybe McKee didn't need to study Koberger at all. Maybe this is just what methodical, educated killers independently arrive at when they try to plan a crime. Turn off the phone, change the plates, clean the car, case the target, control the sound, avoid cameras, create distance between yourself and the scene. That's all you got to do, right? Set a playbook passed from one killer to another. It's what happens when someone smart enough to know what investigators look for tries to stay one step ahead and then discovers that knowing and doing are two different things. That planning in a crime in your head is not the same as executing it in the real world. Your variables multiply, mistakes compound, and every countermeasure creates its own trail. The system isn't perfect. Investigators make mistakes, evidence gets lost, cases go cold. We all know that. But when it comes to premeditated killers who think they've outsmarted the process, the math eventually catches up. Because they can't be perfect. They can be careful. They can be methodical. They can plug holes and clean surfaces and turn off devices, but they can't control everything. And they only have to miss one thing. Koberger made dozens of trips to the King Road area before the murders, every single one of them logged by cell towers. He didn't even know we're tracking him. McKee allegedly made a reconnaissance trip and came back 24 days later both times, according to police captured on video. You can turn off your phone. You can still have to drive there. You can swap your plates, but the car is still your car. You can clean your apartment, but you can't clean the crime scene you already left behind. Brian Koberger is serving 4 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. He'll die in an Idaho prison. Michael McKee is in the Franklin County Jail waiting trial on aggravated murder charges. He's pled not guilty. One case is closed. One case is just beginning. But if the pattern holds, if the evidence is what prosecutors say it is, the ending is already written. Because the smartest thing either of them could have done was the one thing their arrogance wouldn't allow. Nothing. Walk away. Move on. Let go. Koberger allegedly became fixated on a house full of college students he had no connection to. We still don't know why. McKee allegedly spent 8 years unable to accept that a 7-month marriage was over. 8 years of what Monique Tepe's friends described to police as threats, intimidation, and obsession. 8 years of what one witness said he told her she will always be his wife. 8 years of allegedly refusing to let go. Intelligence got them into elite programs. Obsession allegedly drove them to kill. And the combination of the two, that's the pattern. The belief that if you're smart enough, you can have what you want. You can take what you want. You can eliminate what stands in your way and walk away clean because you're not like the other criminals who get caught. You're special. You're educated. You're precise. Brian Koberger was a criminology PhD who studied crime for a living. Michael McKee is a fellowship-trained vascular surgeon who allegedly studied his ex-wife's home for hours before he came back to kill her. Both men apparently believe preparation was protection. Both were wrong. The phone goes dark, but the car gets tracked. The plates get swapped, and the sticker gets scraped too late. The silencer works. The ballistics match, though. Every countermeasure creates its own trail. Every cleanup leaves something behind. Every plan has a gap. And in the end, intelligence isn't what catches killers or lets them escape. It's the small things, the DNA on a button snap, the scrape marks on a window, the phone that pinged one too many times, the car that showed up 17 times on cameras. The educated ones think they're different. They think their degrees and their credentials and their methodical minds make them exceptions to the rule. But the rule doesn't care about credentials. The rule is simple. You can't be perfect. And you only have to make one mistake. Koberger made his. And if prosecutors are right, McKee made his too. What do you think? Let me know in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski to join us, or come over to our Substack. It's absolutely free. Advanced videos are there, and they're free to watch, and there's no ads. Yeah. No paywall. Go check it out. HiddenKillers.substack.com. Join us on our community over there and weigh in with your thoughts on this case and join our very active community over there. We'd love to have you. Come on over on HiddenKillers.substack.com. Again, the link is in the description. Hey, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, great. If not, check us out there. You can press subscribe there. And hey, leave us a review. If you're finding our reporting valuable, Apple Podcasts, a quick review, greatly appreciated. Thank you in advance for that. All right, we'll continue our conversation off the air. Until then, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.